mentioned at the outset, for media members who have just joined the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the student athletes or coaches on the call today. We are now joined on the call for our first set of coaches and student athletes. We start with Towson University head coach Pat Scarry and his junior forward Dennis Tunstall. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
It's tremendous to be here, Rob. Tremendous.
It's tremendous to have you here, Pat. Good talking to you as always. And I want to learn a little bit about your team because certainly a lot of new faces on your squad this season. And just talk a little bit about how practice has gone and how this team is coming together.
But yeah, we like practice. We're about halfway through it. We're trying to get a little bit better every day. I think our guys, we shoot the ball pretty good. We've got some workers, pretty good, maybe the best collection of athletes that we've had, and a good dose of humility. So far so good. You know, I just think it's about we're trying to get a little bit better each day, Rob.
You've been through this type of thing before with Towson, with kind of turning over the roster, and you've had a lot of success. Is it putting the pieces together? I know it's always nice to have a veteran team, but do you enjoy this part of some new faces and some new blood and putting the pieces together?
Well, I like the group that we have. And, you know, like I said, they've got a good sense of work ethic and humility, so we'll get better. I think we always, you know, tell our guys, and we've certainly told this group, we've got a great opportunity to either prove a lot of people wrong or prove a lot of people right. So, you know, we'll try to get better every day and see what happens.
We've got a media question to you, if you'll get that for us, Melissa.
And your question comes from the line of Dave Johnson, Daily Press.
Hi, Coach. How you doing?
I'm doing tremendous.
you unexpectedly lost a guy who's a 20-point-a-game scorer. How do you account for that, or how do you not account for it, but how do you make up for that offense?
Well, it's really never been an issue for us being able to score the ball. I think, honestly, I always tell people don't believe everything you read. We've enjoyed this group we've had and have seen a lot of growth, and it's a much more connected group. So where that ends up, who's going to get the points? We've kind of been through that before. I think this is a group that shares it pretty good and shoots it pretty good. We're really, really consumed with can we get back to where we were defensively. That's really our major mindset this time of year.
And our next question comes from the line of John Titel, HoopsHD.com.
Hey, Coach. You were very successful in conference play last year. I believe you won 10 in a row in November and December. What do you think your chances are this time around, and are you worried that you have to be facing the angriest team in the nation to lead off your season in Charlottesville?
Well, I mean, you know, right now we're getting ready for a scrimmage this week. We opened with Virginia. That's certainly no easy test. We haven't really even thought much about them at this point. But obviously they're, you know, a team that could win the whole national championship. So it's probably, I would imagine, a pretty good measuring stick for us.
Dennis, one of the few returnees on this year's team, how have you found yourself maybe taking on more of a leadership role this season?
Coach tells me every day that I have to be more of a leader on the court and off the court and be more vocal, because these guys sometimes, like, they don't know what to expect, like coming from different schools or being freshmen.
How do you feel like, obviously it's a lot of new guys around for you as well. How do you feel like the team has come together so far in practice?
I think we're coming along pretty well. I know we have all the pieces. We just got to continue to put them together.
We're here with Towson head coach Pat Scarry and his junior forward Dennis Tunstall. If you have questions for either of those gentlemen, just hit star one on your keypad. Pat, with Dennis there, and then Dennis and Jordan McNeil, Alex Thomas, the three main returnees for you guys, how have you kind of leaned on those guys to teach the newcomers some of the things that you like to be able to do?
Yeah, just trying to form the right habits, whether that's in the weight room or the way we practice or the way we watch film. Those three guys are guys we've never had to worry about. I think we're excited. Both Jordan and Dennis had to have some surgery in the off season and have been back for quite some time now. So they played through some pain for us last year. Al looks good. He's in the best shape of his life. Playing with a lot of confidence. We're certainly going to need that. But those three guys, you don't have to worry about what you're going to get every day. They're what you want in student athletes.
We've talked about all the new guys that you have on your roster. Give us an idea of who some of those guys are that you might see or that you anticipate seeing having a pretty big impact on your team.
Yeah, we're going to play a lot of them. We're going to play a lot of guys. When we've had some success, we've been able to be pretty deep. So that will be the mantra again. You know, I mean, sitting out, Mekhi Sanders had a really good sit-out year for us. He's got a high motor. He's got a body. He can put the ball in the basket. He likes rebounding it. T.J. Howard is a point guard that should step in right away for us, coming from Fuller and Western Kentucky. Shoots it, he handles it. He's fast. He's got savvy. The kid Fobbs is exciting. We're excited about Brian Fobbs. We think he's the best shooter we've had. Big 6'5", 220 wing. He's a worker. And then we got some freshmen. Our freshman wings are good. Timberlake and Bertrand. Those guys are, you know, they're big, they're physical, they're athletic, they can shoot it. I like a lot. I like Dotton, tough kid. Used to win in a couple state titles. You know, Drayton's gotten better. So, yeah, I like the group. I think I went through this our second year. We only had three guys back. And the bigger thing with our message is, you know, it doesn't take long to become a team if you have a clear understanding of what you can be good at. And as we move forward, if we do that, then we'll have a good team. If we lose sight of that, then, you know, we won't get where we want to get to.
That team in your second year certainly was able to have quite a bit of success. You had transfers from a variety of different programs. What was the key, as you said, kind of building on those comments, of what made that team mesh together so well? Because they certainly seemed to kick it into gear and have a lot of success really early.
Yeah, well, hopefully we don't have the same start as that group had early. We were 4-8 early, so we had some difficulties early. We eventually settled in and became very good on the backboards, very good defensively, and a good, you know, good ball movement team. So, you know, I would say what we're trying to get good at are those three things. And if we can do that well early, then we'll have some success. But it's certainly a work in progress. Although I think if you ask most guys, they tell you every year is a work in progress this time of year.
Defense and rebounding has kind of been your mantra throughout your tenure. With the turnover in the roster, is there any change in your style of philosophy, or have you brought guys in that you feel like fit into that pretty well?
Well, it's the best group of athletes we've had. We move better. I thought we got away from guarding. You know, one thing with having Al and Dennis and Mekhi, and I think what we've had, we should get back to being able to really protect the rim and hopefully get to the foul line. And I think this has a chance to be a very good rebounding team for us at a lot of different positions. So, you know, we put a big emphasis on being tough, and you know, hopefully we're building some of that. We're not there yet, though. I mean, Dennis is supposed to be in the weight room right now, and he's talking to you. I don't know how it's making him any tougher, but that's what he's doing.
Dennis, you were one of the top rebounders on the team a year ago, especially on the offensive glass. What's the key to being so good at that part of your game, and what are some other areas that you really worked on in the offseason?
In the offseason, I worked on a lot of lifting and getting better on the court and off the court. Most of the offseason, I was doing a lot of recovering and rehabbing, though. And I actually gained like a couple pounds. I'm 225 right now.
Dennis, obviously, as Coach mentioned, you guys have plenty of motivation with the preseason order of finish. What are the expectations in the locker room among your guys? Do you really feel like you have the type of team that can make a run at a CAA championship?
I definitely do feel like we have that team. We just got to continue to stay together and build our chemistry that we continue to build.
Pat, as you head into the season, talk about what you feel like some of the keys for your team to have a successful year are.
Yeah, transition defense, you know, can we guard in the half court? And then obviously offensively, you know, being able to take care of the basketball and, you know, continue to remain unselfish. And we've got to get back to, you know, we've got to get to the foul line. Our biggest issue is offensively last year was we didn't get to the foul line the way we had the previous 4 or 5 years. So we absolutely need to do that.
All right, Pat and Dennis, appreciate you guys taking time with us today. I'll let Dennis get to the weight room. Looking forward to seeing you guys during the season, and best of luck as you go into the year.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys.